Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Welcome to the Brown Load, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, wherever you are around the world. I am in Birmingham in the Midlands right now in a hotel room.
Oh, that's unlucky.
Oi, Birmingham has been very good to us over the years. It's where I found my wife, the love of my life. I also found her family, my in-laws, bane of my back. So, no, I know you love Birmingham, Satch. You're just saying that.
No, who loves Birmingham?
I know you don't dislike it.
Well, I don't like it.
Really? We can go so far. Oh my God. Wow.
The man's gone deep.
Oh wow. So you are at DJ Satchi on social media, I believe.
Yeah, look, it's not one of my favorite places. Let's just put it out. It's just
I'm surprised. The food's good, Kedge. Firstly, Kedge, any views on Birmingham?
You don't like it either. No. I'm not as strong as Satch in it. I mean, I was working there for a year of my life, so I spent a lot of time there. I used to stay over.
The politician's answer, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. It's the politician answering.
No, I used to stay in an Ibis as well when I was out there as well, just like you are at the moment. And I've got some fond memories of it. But you know, it's different when you're working there, and it's different obviously when you've got family and you've explored it more.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think because of the in-laws are in Sutton Coldfield, which, look, I like the Midlands. I like the Midlands in general. I think the food is really good. I think people are a lot more friendlier. People are a lot more like me in terms of being a bit more chattier. So I don't mind it up here.
I went to Arshar's there. Arshar's restaurant. Arshar Bosley's restaurant.
Arshar's?
Arshar's.
Yeah. Okay. How was it, Kevin? Kevin, did you enjoy the film?
It was fun. I've been to a few bars and probably more bars actually than restaurants. But yeah, no, it's
live.
Times.
It's live. You go out in Birmingham on the weekend. I tell you, people are out. Anyway, enough. Well, I'm actually right by Birmingham Airport now at Ibis, but I was supposed to be at a Holiday Inn hosting the Asian Wedding Awards. I got there. There was a mix-up with the room.
The woman
who booked the rooms, get this, instead of booking Holiday Inn Birmingham, UK, she booked Holiday in Birmingham, Alabama.
Brilliant.
You're joking.
And the funny, because I'll just say this, the event organizer came up to me. I won't tell you the name of the company, but she went, "Oh, they've accidentally booked you the room in Alabama." I went,
"Alabama."
And I didn't want to correct her. I went, it's Alabama, but okay. Yeah. She goes, "Oh no, she's booked Alabama by accident, Alabama, like Barack Obama."
Alabama.
And I went, yeah, she's got useless Bama and useless Hutt as well. Everything's useless.
Wow. But,
so anyway, I'm not going to Alabama.
I'm sorry, but that's a sackable offence.
I'm sorry. There's nothing. Everyone is entitled to make a mistake. Why are you cancelling like that?
That is terrible. Your job is to book rooms and for the host of the event, you completely cocked it up.
Well,
the Tottenham players, after the debacle on the weekend, have now decided out of their own pockets to pay for all the fans' trips up to Newcastle and back, to reimburse them their tickets, right?
Yeah.
And absolutely, I agree that is the least they can do, right?
Really?
Because
the official
statement. And I just think, so in that case, in that sense, this is an absolute debacle. They put you in a shoebox.
I should know. Just did they lose then on the weekend? Is that why I don't follow it? Spurs.
Yeah, he's just a wind-up merchant. But basically, Tottenham conceded five goals. Conceded five goals in the space of the first 20 minutes.
Oh wow!
Like, I needed to go for a mutter and I couldn't even do it because it was just, oh, it's a goal. And then I looked down. And, oh, it's a, by the time they finished the replay, they scored another goal.
Mate, you should have gone into the toilet and gone for number two and stayed there longer.
Because I should have.
You didn't watch it.
So what was the end? What was the end goal and score?
Well, the second half it was 1-1.
So it ended 6-1.
Oh, because we lost, didn't we? West Ham, we lost 5-1 to Newcastle as well.
Well, Newcastle spanked a few teams. They spanked West Ham.
But Man we didn't United. Lose 6-1. We didn't lose. Oh my God, that's sharam di gal. But 5-1.
Anyway. So you're in Birmingham. Kedge is obviously at home. I'm at home. We're not together this week. But the one thing that I know that kind of connects all of us is, and I think not even just us, everyone really in the UK.
Everyone in the UK. And that's since COVID, this is the first thing that has reconnected.
With everybody, I'd say,
Brought everyone together.
Yeah, the whole, and it was the Armageddon alarm. Is what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah,
the Armageddon alarm.
The Armageddon alarm.
Why would you call it that?
Yeah.
They were nicknaming it.
It's already got bad press if you're saying it's the Armageddon alarm.
You might as well call it alarm. You know, like what is stupid? It's so over the top. But actually, I was listening to the news that day when it was going to go off, and it was saying, you know, it's not just about warning like for alien attack or some nuclear weapon. It's more about like if there was a tsunami, if there was a strong wind, a hurricane or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it could be for many things. But Armageddon just makes it sound like a movie, Hollywood kind of crazy.
Over the top.
You say that. I don't know if you've seen this, but there are certain places people were like in public spaces. So I've seen a video of someone who was at Euston train station, and he was just perched above the sort of the area where everyone's waiting to look at the boards of the times of the trains. And honestly, it did sound like the Armageddon alarm because everyone who was there, their phone really loud. So can you imagine if everyone's phone is going over the space, a course of about 2-3 minutes? Because obviously the weird thing is that there was a lot of people who got it 1 minute early.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where were you when it went off?
So I was at home. I was at home watching the football and my alarm went off at 1 minute past. Three.
Oh no, mine went 1 minute before, so it was 2:59.
Yeah.
Okay. Tommy?
I was bang on in the middle, but actually I was so you were at home as well, Satch?
I was at home, yeah.
Okay. Sunday. So I was in a big crowd of people because I was at the London Marathon. My wife ran the marathon, by the way. It doesn't matter how far she ran it, she just ran it faster than Kedge. That's all I just want to put it out there. That's it.
Well done.
I think 4 or 5 minutes faster than Kedge. That was it. I was like, oh, when I saw her time at 4:53, and I remembered yours because yours was 4:59.
5:02.
Oh, it's a 5. And it was just on the one side of 5 hours.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, okay. I said, oh, don't worry. I said, babe, don't worry. You beat Kedge. Even though it's not a competition. But anyway, she she. But can I be honest? I'm so done on talking about marathons. I was done on talking about marathons with you lot, with her.
No. I want to talk to you about that.
Oh, God.
No,
It's like when people go traveling, they come out from traveling, and I went to the PP Islands and I went to the
I'd say number one on the list, vegans. Number two, marathon runners.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm telling you, bro. And also, people who go gym. Oh, yeah, what are you lifting? What are you benching?
Oh, did it work? I find irritating. But can I just say, Tommy, it's your first experience of being at the side of a marathon.
Well,
it is incredible. Come on, Tommy.
We'll come back to that
all
in a minute.
Come back.
Because it's one thing being at the side of the marathon. It's another thing trying to track someone and see them in 3 or 4 spots during the marathon. So
that's hard.
We went and met her at mile 9, then at mile 11, because they're close to each other for a walking distance in sort of Canary Wharfy ways.
Yeah.
But there's all the dunya, and I've got the 2 kids, I've got a backpack, I've got my coat, I've got their waterproofs just in case he's going to chuck it down. So I'm carrying all this saman.
It's hard work,
bruv. And then amongst all of that, and the crowds and the people, and I was hot, and then I had a scarf on, and where do I put the scarf because the bag's packed, and I'm there's no other adult support. So, and the kids are kind of going, oh, I'm tired. Should we just go back? And all this stuff. Then we get to the tubes to get on the tube to go to the next spot to meet her, like towards the end.
The tubes
are packed. So my point is, at 2:59, I was waiting for the fourth time a train is going to come and go because there's so many crowds trying to get on it. Logan, whose head is like down by my waist, is surrounded by people, and he's going, "Can you lift me up?" And I'm going, "I can't. just not in these crowds. I can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Milo's there. He wants to hold my hand as well because he's feeling a bit freaked out with all the lucky around us. Amongst all that, goes off in the underground.
So it worked even in the underground.
And you know what? And there was loads of football fans all cheering and singing. I don't know what they were like. They were singing chants, but I thought it was 3 o'clock. So they were walking around.
West Ham? I don't know.
But they weren't West Ham fans. They were wearing whites. So anyway, so they're all on the platform. And I purposely got a little bit away from them because of the kids and stuff. And then the alarm goes off and the whole platform goes, so everyone just laughed it off.
I love that.
Everyone thought it was ridiculous. But that was what I was going on. But you're right. The marathon is crazy. And it was crazy enough anyway. So I did feel I was in Armageddon.
It was ridiculous, but I think it was a bit of an anticlimax as well, because I think they hyped it up so much. Oh, this is going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Didn't even scare me. I was like, oh, is that it?
Scare you?
They were just like, oh, yeah, you know, it's going to be loud. It's going to be this. It's going to be... I'm like, well, that was a bit rubbish, wasn't it?
Like, it was going into it. So like his Scream 6, the new Scream movie. Like, didn't even scare me. I knew it was coming. I knew I could predict it.
Honestly, it just didn't. To be fair, I mean, I've had an experience of an emergency alarm anyway when I was abroad. So this is quite, it's not new to me. I think it was a sandstorm when I was in Dubai once. My phone went off.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was an actual one. It wasn't a pretend.
No,
what do they call it?
No, it was, they were like, test. They were like, be test careful. Mark. There's a sandstorm on the way. And I was like, I've never had that message on my phone. That's a bit weird.
Even though you're in Dubai? So how did that work? How are you?
It doesn't matter. As long as you're connected to a telephone.
It's a lot. They would have any
telephone tower that you're connected to.
So just on that note, this is a little thing. One of the little early things I found out, things I learned this week, is that it doesn't go by your mobile phone number. It doesn't go by you and your profile.
No, it's just
anyone who's hooked up to a mast that's beaming out a signal.
No, they send the message out to the networks, and networks. And that's why loads of people on Three didn't get it.
Yeah. Oh, why is that? Oh, because they're not on.
That's hilarious. Three forgot to send a message out or something. So loads of people on Net 3 didn't get it.
I don't think they're missing out on anything.
It's either that or they don't value those people. Do you see what I mean? So in an emergency, do you know what I mean? We would have got the shout to go head towards Noah's Ark. They would have had to learn how to swim.
But if the animals go in two by two, what animal are you pairing up? The whole point they're going two by two is so they can carry on breeding. So there you go, Satch. That's why he wants to be with you.
You can't breed me.
Well, we can try. We can try, Satch.
No, we can't.
It all goes now anyway. It doesn't matter. So, but did anyone actually, for a moment, did you actually think like why has this all of a sudden happened? Do you know what I mean?
No. I'm going to stop you there, Kedge, because I know what you're going to do. And you're going to be like, oh, it's because this is going to happen. Aliens are coming. World war's on the way. There's actual Armageddon. I'm telling you, we're just late on this. And other countries have had this for ages. So it's when I see people making stuff up in the news, it winds me up because I'm just like, no, we're just late. It's no biggie.
Yeah. But all of a sudden, it just feels like they must know something.
No, Kedge, every country in Europe has this. We don't.
Well, and we're in 2023. We've never tested it.
We've never had it. It's the first time we've had it.
Well, that's pathetic, then.
We're a joke.
I do think, though, Kedge, on that. So I'm somewhere in between you two. Whilst I do think, you know, it's not that big of a deal. And actually, it's clever that they can do this technology through the mask and get the message out to everyone. I do think something has prompted them to do it. Because, it's, like you said, Satch, it's been going for a few years abroad.
Yeah.
Right? So something has prompted it. Could it be the Ukraine war? Could it be the talk of more aliens? You know, could it be all the migrants arriving? They don't think, oh no, there might be even more. Let's get the warning signals going. Well, bugger.
I read something about how this was used in a town in America where a kid went missing. They pinpointed basically the five towers that this kid would have gone missing in, like the from the signal, and they just put a message out to those people, those five towers, so a little town, and they found the kid. And I'm like, well, there you go. That's what we need this for.
No, that's good.
That's incredible. That is incredible, isn't it? That is. Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you, because at that time, it was at 3 o'clock. And when the alarm went off, I literally was still recovering from the five goals that we had shipped, and the second half was about to start, and I literally thought it was me just reminding, like, just Tottenham Hotspur reminding everyone that we're about to attempt to play football for the second time this afternoon. Getting ready for another 10 goals. So, like, there were a lot of jokes about Tottenham, and it was just so unfortunate that it was Tottenham at the time getting a spanking, and this alarm was going off. And as it was, you can imagine, Kedge was getting absolutely bombarded with people. I don't know why. People just messaging me to just absolutely rip into me. I'm not that guy who does that to people. I don't know why.
Kedge is the guy that I'm just going to put it out there. I think, what was the last game that Arsenal lost? The Southampton. It was on Sunday. Sunday?
They
drew.
You don't have to tell everyone this.
I'll tell you what Kedge done, Tommy.
And what did
you should know this. He had all of the memes ready of Arsenal losing, like the title, and he sent it to me. He goes, "Here you go. Here's all the stock. Send it."
He prepared the kind of social media posts for them to
do. All the memes. That's it. They were ready. And he was sending them to me. Like, he goes, "Go on now, dispatch them to all of your people as well."
No.
I'm like, this guy, honestly.
You know, honestly.
Oh, it's fun, though, isn't it?
No, I just don't get it. I'm just not into it so much. I feel all old if I say, "Oh, for God's sake, grow up, Kedge. Have you got nothing else to do?" But
you're like, he hasn't got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Why I find it fun? I'll tell you why. Because, yeah, it's all well and good. You support your team and, yeah, you know, you get upset and all of that. But what I do love is when grown adults, specifically men, get so emotional about it. And it's like, you know that this is going to wind them up so much. Yeah. And what it does is it forces them to then get personal. And then it's like, it's good to see what people are like. And the ones who get personal with you, and I had a few real personal attacks.
Yeah.
Right, like one guy took the mickey out of me. He goes, "Oh, just a half marathon. You're not running a marathon. Oh, it's a bit Spursy, isn't it? Just doing a half." And all of that. I was like, oh my God. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it does. Like, it does get you.
It touched him.
And I'll be honest, as you know, I'm not like a crazy West Ham fan. I go to four or five games a year. That's the season. That's it. That's fine. I get my little fix. I prefer to watch it at home because I can see the replay.
I mean, I don't even think I know what you're doing there. Like, when you go, I'm just like, does he know what happens here?
I always think when Tommy's there, he's thinking, oh, it's going to be Elton John's concert here.
The burgers are really good and the hot dogs are really good. I'll say that. But also, I like live. I've always liked everything live.
Crowd. Football live, you can't be.
And I like the noise, like that crowd where I've got a seat, not the crowd on an underground station and Armageddon alarms going off.
Yes.
But it was quite a thing that did get to me. Can I say this? I'm pretty sure, will they listen to it? Okay, it doesn't matter. Logan's football coach. He takes the mick out of West Ham, right?
Yeah.
So Logan over Easter went to football camp every day. Right? Yeah. Milo doesn't want to go. Milo's not interested, right? But Logan wants to play football. 6 years old. He goes, and obviously all the kids go in their football kit. You know, whatever team in the sport. You got mainly Man U, Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool.
Liverpool, yeah.
And obviously, we're an East London school. You know, he's out in Easter. The nearest clubs are, we're right in between Spurs and West Ham. That's where we live, right?
Yeah.
But the coach takes the mick out of him for having a West Ham thing. Aww. And now Logan don't want to wear it.
So that's not very nice, is it?
But I like the coach. The coach likes me. We get on well. But he goes, "Oh, are you wearing that kit? And then
kid's not four.
I know. That's not banter, is it? Come on.
Yeah.
He's six. But
all right, six. But still, that's not nice, is it?
But now Logs don't want to wear it. And I'm explaining to Logs. I go, you know what? We're not the best team. But don't worry about it. It's not about being top of the league. It's about supporting your team. This is your side.
Yeah, now I get that.
So I'm trying to explain to him about that. Like, you know, this is where you're born. This is a team you're born into. This is your religion.
Yeah, this is your curse now. Yeah.
So I will never support him. But I said to him, it's okay to enjoy Messi and Haaland and Mbappe. Saka and, you know,
everyone else. Yeah,
Dembele. I don't know. I'm trying to find one from your time.
Dembele, Tottenham legend. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, it did, but that did upset me a little bit. And I was like, should I say something? I said to my listen, should I say something? Like, just because now we don't want to wear the kit. But I think the coach will laugh at me and go, look, it's working.
Can I just jump in there?
Yeah.
As a dad for you, you've got to explain to your kid.
You're my dad. What do you mean?
No. As a dad, where you are in this position is what I'm going to say. You, right. I think you need to, this is the time to have the chat with Logan.
What? About sex?
No.
He's only six, bro.
About Bantz.
Because I tell you what,
about Bantz, because you know what? I just think that the whole thing about Bantz is now being removed from society. And so it's now seen as, oh, you're being horrible to me. You're disrespecting me. You know, there's all these other words for it now. And actually, you know what? You grow up. Like, I remember there was used to be this guy who used to live near us, and he was so much bigger than us when we were all like little and playing and stuff like that, you know, like football in the afternoons and all that. And he used to pick me up upside down and hang me until I'd said I support Chelsea. Do you know what I mean? Because that's what he would do. But the thing was, and he would just hang me. But the problem is, you just learn. Like, you've got to grow up and go, no, I'm supporting Spurs. And so what I'm trying to say is, this is a brilliant age.
Just everyone on a visual, picture a little young skinny Kedge, right? With his little jack-up trousers. The guy can grab his ankles easily.
Yeah, his name was Terry. He was massive.
To be fair, I think, Tommy, next time we're together, we should try hanging him upside down. Grab an ankle each and we can do it.
Make him baseball on you in West Ham.
Let's recreate this.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's terrible. Okay.
No. But what I'm trying to say is, I think it's a good age to learn about Bantz. And then because what's this coach's team?
Arsenal.
Right. So I think you should teach Logs a couple of lines. Do you know what I mean?
I don't have any football banter. I don't know.
It's called Kedge has got loads of material. I'll get him on the phone.
I'll give you the lines. You know.
Come over next, when we do the podcast at home and Logan's awake, just we'll bring this conversation up. We'll even film it. I'd love to watch Kedge Uncle do the tutorial on how to give it to Arsenal fans.
You just have to go to him and say, oh, my daddy said that you like to be on top a lot, but then you come second. Just teach him that line, and then I'll tell you straight away. He'll go game over. He'll love that.
Game over.
I think this is really important for children to learn. A little bit of balance, be a strength.
So on that note, just because Milo was singing the other day, and I've forgotten what the song is, but you know, I think it's to the tune of In the Jungle, the Mighty Jungle, when they go, so and farted, and Logan farted, and then a dead. He was doing that, whatever that rhyme was, right?
Okay.
But Milo kept saying, and Logan farted. And Logan's going, stop it. I go, Logan, don't worry about it. It's only words.
Yeah.
Let him
sing it back.
And I'm looking at Milo, and he's just grinning because he's enjoying it, like, And so I don't want to take away his moment and go, Milo, that's mean. Come on, actually. They're brothers.
No, that's all part of the playground.
It goes on. That's okay.
I tell you though, where it really goes a little bit nuts is on Twitter, doesn't it? Because people do get carried away on Twitter, and then they start, you know, abusing you
and it can go a bit too far.
Do you know what? I'm a bit. I think I was on Twitter as in that's the first thing, like social media thing, I think I've ever sort of signed up to. Like that was, and I enjoyed it. I thought Twitter's really good, but now they've like removed all the blue ticks and it's all changed a bit.
Yeah, Elon Musk-y.
Why does that matter?
Because then you can't tell who's legit and who's, do you know that before?
Now everyone can be Jesus, God, everyone can be.
Like before, I tell you why. I tell the blue ticks.
As opposed to the original Jesus, the original God,
exactly.
The original anybody
Christina
else.
Christina Aguilera, yes.
No, but it was just, I don't know. Now it's just gone a bit weird. And I'm like, I'm not sure if I want to be here anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Twitter has become a funny place now, isn't it?
It's a funny place. Yeah, it's hard to kind of explain it because I think before you'd go there to get news and people's views and people you'd actually, you know, kind of look up to. But now all these blue ticks are gone. You don't know who's who. And someone can set up a profile that's just, it could be that person and sort of catfishing.
Yeah, and you tag them by accident because you think, oh, that's so and so, but it's not.
You just don't know.
If they say, I am the real whoever,
that's the real Tommy Sandler.
Yeah, I'm the real. So they people have that at their profile. They're like, just Tommy, so
I think
know.
I, you know what? I haven't checked. You've lost your tick as well, haven't you?
Yeah, everyone.
But you're one of the very few who didn't really bang on about it on Twitter.
Bruv, what is it to bang on about?
Yeah, it's a bit silly.
I did love the people who didn't want to bang on about they've lost the blue tick, but then still banged on about it, saying that I don't want to bang on about I've lost a Twitter tick. And I'm like, guys, It's just a tick. I mean, like, what age are we living in now that you're upset that you haven't got this blue tick? And to the fact that people are now going, oh, well, I'm going to pay for it because I don't want anyone impersonating me. Oh, get over yourself.
You don't want to impersonate. Have you seen deep fakes? We can impersonate you with an app within seconds. Like, it just, you know, I don't know. You know what
it's,
I swear
funny, I feel about it's media. A funny old world, isn't it? Where that's the outrage that we had, yeah. That people were losing their blue ticks. And so apparently some of them, a lot of people got them back if you've got a million followers. So you're not that far away because you've got 27,000 followers, Tommy. So you get your blue tick back. Huh?
You get it back at a million, do you?
You get it back at a million. Elon's getting it back at a million. So,
you're nearly there.
Yeah, so you're almost there. If we combine us three together, we still wouldn't make it.
Nah, but you know what? Like, in order to be big on Twitter, by the way, you have to be divisive. You have to make all these controversial statements. You have to constantly put. I'm like, look, I'm a happy, fun-loving guy. I just want to have a good time. So I like Insta stories. I like a little poster to go up. I like a little joke thing. And by the way, we got loads of comments this week about our videos from last week. So thank you to everyone who has been messaging and been following the Brownload on Instagram, because Instagram's a happy place, and it feels like Twitter's a debate room. Do you know what I mean? It's like Insta feels.
Twitter's become, it's a bit horrific, I'd say, Twitter now.
Yeah, Twitter feels like.
And I think Facebook is just dead. We need to bury that. Just get rid of it now. Honestly. Yeah. Just get off.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of people still making money out of Facebook, Satch.
Making money out of it? What do you mean?
Well, for ads, big companies are making.
No one cares. No one goes on it. Like, no one, honestly, no one. Like, I think Facebook is now for people like our sort of parents' age. I think.
Really, I think parents are moving on to Instagram,
and they've moved on as well. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think it's a graveyard for them. So that just shows how bad it is.
I think what's weird, right? As I'm just thinking about this, as you're saying it, is social media is a thing for us as people to use. To communicate or whatever, or share or whatever it might be, connect. Mm. And now it's become the only medium for people to live through. So it's kind of replaced life. So blue tick or no blue tick, it's all made up. It's all manufactured. It's like,
agree.
It's like society, hierarchies. Like, you know what? It doesn't matter. People matter. What's actually in the bandha or buddhi, whatever, that's what matters. Not like the tick or the this or the status or the tile or the hashtag or the, so I don't know. I feel like, oh God, it's ridiculous. I'd rather focus on real things.
And that's what I always say when it comes to people's, birthdays. I'm like, I'm just like, just rig them. Why? Don't get me wrong. I post some of my nearest and dearest mates on Instagram when it's their birthday, but I still ring them. Because I want to speak to them.
The problem I have with that, Satch, is that it's Arijit Singh's birthday today, and I can't find a photo of me with Arijit Singh like the rest of the Asian community. Bro, so therefore, how am I ever going to wish him happy birthday? I'm stuck.
Arijit Singh is not your mate.
but you're telling me that everyone else on my timeline is their mate, and he's not my mate.
He's not their mate either.
Arijit Singh right now is sitting there like in bed with his missus and go, Gedge, that message me.
Exactly. Why didn't he post me on Instagram?
To his, he didn't post it. He didn't tag me.
25 followers he's got.
I don't even think Arijit Singh's on Instagram anyway as well. So that's the other issue. I agree with you. I do find it funny when people do that. I do find it funny.
Speaking of sort of big moments and birthdays and stuff like that, I think the one thing we have to talk about, and I've been seeing this a lot sort of knocking around on social media, is the big coronation in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, it's just creeped up on us, hasn't it? All of a sudden, it's just round the corner now. It's getting exciting because
what is the date that is happening?
You still don't know when it's happening.
You know why? You know why? I thought it was this weekend. Is it
not this weekend?
No, it's not this week. Next week.
What's the bank? Oh, this is just the start of the May bank holiday weekend.
This is the first bank holiday in May.
That's the early bank holiday.
So basically, he's putting another bank holiday the week after. So we're going to have two FDWs.
Yeah.
So it's not 2 weeks' time, really. It's in like in a week and a half, really. So it's like about 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, week and a half, but the coronation is going to happen on the 6th, isn't it? So that's when it's all kicking off. And you know, I think we've got to talk about basically the dish that has been officially now been announced to represent this great celebration. And
just
that
before
is,
you say it, whatever the dish is, can I just say?
Do you not know?
No.
Well, I know it.
What I didn't know there was an official dish.
Like, so you know how you had coronation chicken,
which is so crap. That's what I was just going to say. So I'm going to go. I was just going to say, whatever he's done, unless it's a coronation tatti, it's going to be better than coronation chicken. And I feel bad that people say, oh, coronation chicken, it's quite Indian, isn't it? I go, No, it ain't.
It
tastes like an Asda 99p meal.
Didn't even know what was in it until about a few years ago.
Raisins.
And it's yellow, was it?
Raisins and honey. That's how they make it.
You know what? To be fair, I don't mind it. It's not my favourite, but I don't mind.
What do you have it as, Satch? No, like a sandwich filler. No,
but if it was in a sandwich, I would eat it. Like, don't bother me.
But no. You can only eat it as a sandwich. It's only a sandwich filler, isn't it?
It takes hospital curry.
It's not like it was there like on in a fridge with loads of sandwiches, I wouldn't pick it. But if someone gave it to me, I would eat it.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
I'd take it out the fridge and I'd put it on the floor to hold the door open while I picked a sandwich. That's what I do.
Thank God I've never had to eat that. But anyway.
It's no longer good. I'm glad. Does that mean coronation chicken is done now? Is it?
Well, it's part of that era, obviously. Mm. But the new thing that
Tommy, you're going to like this.
Charles and Camilla have handpicked for the upcoming coronation celebration is the coronation quiche.
Okay.
Yeah. See, that's what I thought. Now wait for the recipe.
Quiche is okay. Quiche is good.
It's made with broad beans, tarragon, spinach, and cheese.
Why do that? Why put bloody beans in it?
Yeah, it doesn't need broad beans. What?
Beans, broad beans. That doesn't go.
No, you need a bit of something.
Yeah, no, but I would go spinach. You could go broccoli. They went spinach.
Yeah, cheese, garlic.
They put spinach, beans, tarragon, and broad. No, but broad beans is just like they're not going to come in your way.
Well, I don't want broad beans coming anywhere near me.
No, it's. I don't think they deserve to be in a quiche. It's a bit random.
That feels weird. It's like baked beans. It's like, that feels a bit odd in my head.
Go on.
I just had a little look right now. Coronation dishes, they're all weird. Like, it's got like this kind of cherry pie.
This one is a good one because I think this one, for the first time, encapsulates everybody because vegetarians can eat this as well. Right. Because, you know, like the coronation, it's always been meat led. But this is like vegetarians can get involved in this. They want everyone to start making it. They've even given out the recipe of what you need to make the filling, the pastry, the method. And you know, you can serve six people. They basically want everyone to eat this on the day of the coronation. And I'm just thinking, this is brilliant.
I like it. And my mum and dad.
Oh, I love a quiche. Oh my God. Yeah. So my mum and dad.
Everyone loves a quiche.
Well, no, but you'll be surprised how many Desis haven't had a quiche in their life. And I've been brought up on a quiche from very young age.
Yeah.
I love a broccoli quiche. Mm.
Yeah, same here. Cheese, broccoli, tomato, roasted
tomato. Exactly. Yeah, that is the one.
And right, but, sorry, as I'm just looking at this, it's a weird choice. Quiche, where's it from?
French.
Yeah, so why pick a French dish? You think the French are going to pick an English dish as their coronation or if they had the equivalent or something like that? They would actually...
Yeah, but how many dishes can you have from England, Baba? They haven't got anything. What's an English dish?
Yeah, I mean, everything's shipped in.
I mean,
in,
coronation chickens from India.
Exactly. But at least you pick something from the kind of Commonwealth then, right? Maybe they could have picked a Canadian dish or Australian dish, you know, something else Indian, maybe kind of go with that theme. But now they're picking a French dish.
Coronation chakri. That would have been epic.
As I've just seen this is my early things I've learned. Quiche is not even French. It's German. It comes from the word kuchen, which means cake.
Kuchen.
The French took it and they added the quiche Lorraine to it. Lorraine.
Yeah. And the pun on that, quiche la reine, which could be the royalty as well. So quiche la reine.
Oh, Lorraine. Like Lorraine Supreme.
Yeah, Lorraine. You're thinking of Lorraine Kelly, mate.
I am,
Lorraine Kelly.
Yeah.
But
there we are. So we've got that.
Hang on a minute. So the quiche hasn't impressed Tommy yet. I think let's move on to the, because obviously he's throwing a rave as well. There's a party for
there
the coronation.
Is a party. Yeah.
And have you seen the lineup, Tommy?
No. Go on.
Oh, do you want to know?
Yeah, definitely.
And I thought this was quite good.
Is he in Hyde Park? Is he doing
I think it's in Windsor, near Windsor. They're setting up a stage and having a party.
To be fair though, a lot of people said no to this.
Performers.
A lot of performers have said no to this. Kylie Minogue, there's a few.
Because of what?
busy, apparently.
I think it's just that he's King's looking for a freebie, one of them ones. I think, but I still think he's got a good lineup. Shall I tell you who is? So they've got Lionel Richie.
Yeah, he's always there, isn't it?
People would like him.
Yeah,
Take That coming back.
Take That, yeah,
for a little reunion. Decent. Brilliant. And then from the States, I got Katy Perry, and I thought, okay,
they've done it.
I'm pretty decent.
That's kids, a good party lineup.
Yeah, kids. That's the kind of
family.
30s, 40s, 50s, you know, the kind of Take That era who can enjoy the 90s. And you've got Lionel for the ones that are a little bit older than that, which have got all the hits that anyone would love. Whether you're 90, you'll love Lionel Richie. Whether you're 90, you'll love, probably love Take That and Katy Perry as well. That's good.
But do you know the one thing that I haven't actually seen this time around is usually when they have like a royal event or something, is where's the merchandise?
Oh. Yeah, that'll be coming. I think it's because we're not near Windsor. I think if you're near Windsor, I think you're going to start seeing those bells and stuff like that where he's got his face.
The plates and the cups and the...
I think you will.
I'm sure they will.
I mean, people do like buying stuff like that and sort of collecting it. And it does come out. And I think it's worth money, like, at the end of the day.
My mum and dad bought... I find it really weird. Now, knowing my mum and dad as an adult and knowing them, weird that back in the 80s, they bought... the Charles and Diana wedding merchandise.
That was a big thing, though. I think the Charles and the Diana wedding was a big moment for Desi's. I don't know why, but it feels like it is.
No, because since then they would have arrived in the country. Let's say if they arrived late
1960s. That would have been the first royal moment.
That was the first. Yeah. That was the
first. And Diana was liked by a lot of
But why? It's not like she did any like good dancing.
Both Sonia. And look at him. Vada sara kanna, vada naka. And look, any Sony Korea.
I think they're a bit of a soft spot for her. But then, you know, thinking about the coronation, I was kind of thinking about it, and I was just like, so say if there was a King Tommy and a King Kedge and a King Satch.
Yeah.
What would we want at our coronation? So I was thinking, what would be our official dish? Who would we have at our concert? And what would be our merchandise?
Oh.
Right. Okay. So gig first. Okay. Straight to it. Kedge, who's performing at your gig?
Oh, three people performing.
Three people.
But this is for Britain. So do you have to bear that in mind? Or can I have a full sort
of... No. It's your coronation. It's King Kedge. You can do whatever you want. They've got to be alive though, so none of this brings back Michael Jackson. Like
Tupac, Biggie,
Oh my god. So who some of the best performers. I would have as a personal choice for me Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. just set the tone.
Right.
And then
break your neck. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, break your neck. And then
I think if you wore a crown, it probably would break your neck because you're so skinny. crown's too heavy.
Probably. And then he would bring on Shreya Ghoshal.
Right. Okay. Right.
To do a little collabo. And then Shreya Ghoshal would bring on who's the big, like, I don't know. Like,
you got a rap, you got a nice Bollywood.
I think it would have to just be like Shreya Ghoshal basically then brings on the So Solid crew.
So you got UK garage, Hollywood, and American hip hop.
Yeah,
nice.
And it's a little bit for everybody, but it'll be a good mix.
Go on, Tommy.
Okay. I think I would probably go. I'd probably try and be a little bit clever and pick artists that have some sort of royal connection. So, like, you know, you do Punjabi MC because he had the album called The Raj.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And let's face it, if I am king, or if one of us are king and it's a brown person, you know that the population of the UK is mainly white, right?
Yeah.
White English. Yeah. So they want to hear Mundia Tabachkanahi. They don't want to hear me being clever and going, let me give you a brilliant song by Kuldeep Manak, which might be.
Although, having said that, the other day I was in Starbucks and they were playing Morni. Just saying, carry.
Yeah, there you go. PMC, he's everywhere.
Wembley. Is it the Wembley one?
No. It was in the West End.
Oh wow.
See, okay, because then it must be their set playlist because I've heard Morni.
Maybe it is.
So I think they must have it. But then they sometimes, if you look at Starbucks on their tills, they've got international playlists. You can buy the albums and stuff like that. Might do that. So I'd go Punjabi MC because I know he could DJ the anthems and perform all of his hits.
Yeah.
And then, oh, see, now I suddenly thought, should I have done, should I have gone Apache Indian?
Oh, Apache would have been a good one.
Yeah. And then I think I might, okay. So then you got the Raj element there. You need someone who's then, you need a youngster. You need to show the future as well, right? Okay. So youngster, pop-wise, can I have BTS or can I go something like that?
Yeah, but no one's going to be there to watch him, but yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Look, it's King Tommy. You pick who you want.
King Tommy.
Yeah, because I tell you.
But I'll be honest with you. If I was at King Tommy's coronation and BTS come up, I'd be like, Tenuki, like, do you know what I mean? What is
no, I'm doing it for my people because.
BTS? What are you on about, bruv?
I'll tell you why, bruv. It's very interesting. I think you're revealing a lot about yourself.
You're like, as if you're like building bridges or something, like looking at the bigger picture to build some sort of trade relations or something.
What are you doing then? You're making it all about you. That's the rhymes.
Yeah, because it's my day.
So it's me. Whereas this king, Tommy Sandu, is about the people. I'm like, okay. You know what? And in fact, we all know we're out of Europe. America's falling apart. We might as well bond with Asia. In fact, that's what I'm going to do. I'd make it all Asian acts. So I've got BTS. I've got the Raj as well. I've got Punjabi MT. Right? Which kind of links. And then I'd go full Desi act. The biggest Desi act. In India right now, it would have to be Hindi, it would have to be Bollywood, it would have to be that kind of thing. Because I've got my Punjabi, I've got my pop Korean. I now need, who do I need?
From what you're describing, then it has to be Badshah, isn't it, really?
No.
Well, no, but if he wants Bollywood-y type of
person. He wants more substance.
Oh, more. Oh, Kumar Sanu.
I want singer, not rapper.
Sanu Nigam, Kumar Sanu.
Oh, I'd do the rewind tour. I bring the rewind.
Yeah. Mate, I'm there, Tommy.
Bruv, I'd do that. And yes,
yeah, I'd switch on at 4 o'clock for that.
Yeah,
that's good. I like that.
That's a nice mix. DJ, you know, Korean pop, K-pop, and that's. I'm very happy with that. I want to be king just for that reason. Satch, what are you packing?
So to kick it off, I'm gonna bring back Puff Daddy and the Family.
All of them,
apart from Biggie, we can't have him. But the whole family.
Hologram Biggie?
You can't do hologram. No, you told me no.
Okay, no, Biggie. But I mean, the rest of them, 112, everyone's going to be there. So, Daddy and the Family.
Mary J. Blige.
All of them. Second, I would have gone, and Tommy, I would have gone Punjabi MC, you know. But only because he's got the anthems. But
yeah,
I think I'm going to have to change it now. I'm going to go Diljit, seeing as he's just done Coachella.
Yeah, very good.
Kind of makes sense. Bang, there's your bang. And then my final one, I'm going down DJ route. It's going to be EZ for the party.
Garage DJ EZ. I'm not sure whether I can say this, because you just said Punjabi MC. And I was with Gurinder Chadha.
Yeah.
She was at the Vasaki Mela on the weekend.
Yeah.
She's doing a film.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be out for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Exclusive goss on the Brown Load. Here we go. Yeah.
And,
are you in
she
it?
Didn't say not to say anything, but she played me some of the music from the film on her phone, like just as files on her phone.
I love that.
And I think you could be PMC is involved. That's what I'll say. But so is a mainstream band that we've already mentioned on this podcast.
Exclusive.
Whose name rhymes with fake. Black.
Famous.
So it's that band they're involved. Look, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to spoil it or take away the news from somebody else revealing it. But I was just excited that we might have a bit of a Desi film out at Christmas, like a crossover British Desi film at Christmas. And if anyone can do it, Gurinder Chadha can, because that's what she does.
Legendary filmmaker. And hopefully a Desi Christmas song. That's what I'm striving for. That.
Are you sure you're allowed to say this, Tommy?
Probably. Well, she didn't say not to say. I'm a journalist. I'm a broadcaster. I think she did it on purpose. She's a very clever lady.
She wanted to get the feelers out. They do this on purpose. They go to their people.
On the number one podcast. Makes sense.
All I say is I trust our Brown Loaders. Don't tell anyone else. When a film comes out, you go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you heard it first here.
Just very quickly, to wrap up this coronation stuff, what would your merchandise be? Quickly, one thing, quickly.
The Kedge, it have to be the rhyming sort of with Kedge. So I would go with the Kedge Gachi.
Ah, okay. Fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? Just it's different.
Kachi could be the way to spell quiche as well.
So yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Just... Well, Madari Kachi Kachi. to pull your kachi.
Yeah, and my food would be the kitchi. So it would be the kedge kitchi and the kedge kudji. And then there you go, it's a tongue twister.
You know what? And you could almost get Busta Rhymes to do a song about kitchi, oh, kitchi, yeah, kitchi, I do the kachi kitch.
Pull it, seems it was funny because I was thinking
in the club or the club of itchy, I do the kachi kitch. You know.
While you were thinking of that, I was actually thinking underwear. Because I'd want my face on your backside. I want my coronation. Sachi's exactly. Coronation catchy.
Very good.
There you go.
I would want a bald...
Sachi's sarong banging. That's the one. Sachi's sarong.
Sachi's sarong number. That's good. Mm. I would want a bald mop, like a head mask. So everyone
can love it.
With a crown attached to it, like a little cloth.
Love it.
Everyone could have a bald head and a crown. Just put it on. Yeah, we do the.
And dish, Tommy, where you picking?
Oh, dish. See,
Tommy's tacos.
Nah,
he loves that. He loves making that kind of stuff. He loves it.
I like dips and stuff. So I like anything that dips and crunch, and I like jar. I might just do my. I tell you what, I'll do my chutneys. I do my chutneys as my national, and I'd go right. It's now the raw one, and get it out the different. Everyone should have it with everything because it does go with everything.
I'm going for coronation shawarma.
Oh baby, can you stick my chutneys in there? But you see again, what's the British royal?
No, nothing. It's my coronation.
It's about his favorite food.
Exactly.
And staying on the food thing, we've got to talk about this new research that's literally just come out today, and that the scientists have actually done this bit of research, and they've come out with the most dunkable biscuits.
They always do that.
No. This is all been scientifically proven. This is they've got the temperature of the tea right between 70 and 75 degrees Celsius, and they recorded how long it takes to break these biscuits apart, and coming in first place
for duration.
Yeah, time it takes for it to break
quickest.
No, for the longest. So because you want to be able to dunk it a few times. Do you see what I mean?
Okay. So in general, I would just want to say like shortbreads wouldn't last, right? Because they're too buttery, too flaky. A little bit of tea, they're going to fall apart. So you need a pretty
robust biscuit. You say that, but Walker's shortbread came in fifth.
Out of how many?
That's quite good.
Well, I've got a list of 16 here.
Okay, that's pretty high up then.
They were in the top five. They were in the top five. They took 1 hour. Well, they took 1 minute, 15 seconds, 40 dunks. 40 dunks?
40 dunks?
That's a lot of dunkage, isn't it?
Is that straight in, straight out? Dippage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dunk.
Hold it in there for a bit.
No, it's got
straight in, straight out. A spokesperson for this company, basically, they said that while we may be a nation divided on a lot of things, our love of tea and biscuits has lasted through the ages, and this is why we felt we had to do this scientific test. And the biscuit, this is going to drive you nuts, the biscuit that came out on top. Shall I go from start from reverse? Top five, all right? So we got five was Walker's shortbread. The caramel digestive. I've never had that. Anyone have that?
I've had that.
I've seen it.
Instead of the chocolate, it's just got caramel on top?
It's got chocolate, but it's got a little layer of caramel in the middle of the chocolate and the biscuit.
If you broke it in half.
53 dunks in at number four, 1 minute, 36 seconds. At number three, the bourbon, 78 dunks, 2 minutes, 28 seconds. Is it?
I love bourbon.
Yeah. Bourbons are good. Bourbons are good.
Number two, the chocolate. How do you say this? Lebanese.
Oh yes, yes. What I know that? What that is. It's that one. It's basically like a slab of chocolate on one side and the biscuit stuck inside it.
Yeah. That one. Yeah.
It's like a thin biscuit, but it's like the chocolate is like
it's wedged in.
It's wedged into the So there's actually more chocolate than biscuit. Oh,
wow. Yeah, 80 dunks. Two minutes, 20 seconds. Number one on the most dunkable. This is. I can't believe they've even published.
Ginger, is it ginger something? Is it one of them?
No, ones? I can't believe they've published this results, knowing how it's going to make the British public feel. In at 116 dunks, 3 minutes, 16 seconds.
Still holding itself together. Go on.
Jaffa cake.
Well, that's why they're doing it, because they want people to go, well, it's not a biscuit. But See that? But I'm also surprised that it lost.
I'm surprised.
You know why? Because the chocolate is, the way they've done it, the chocolate is almost like a waterproof jacket, right?
You're right. And the gel don't melt either.
The gel won't melt. So it's a bit of cake at the bottom. So maybe there's enough, like the gel might even act as a bit of concrete, like, you know, like holding it, like bricks and, you know, in the mortar between the two slabs, holding it together. But I'm surprised still that the cake held out that long.
I know, it's incredible. And you know, the worst biscuit, to be fair, it might be the worst dunkable, but I would put it up there as one of my top biscuits.
The wafer, but is it the
wafer? No, wafer will still suck in a lot of liquid, wouldn't it?
Exactly, and then it will break.
Go on, Kidge.
Digestive.
Oh, the worst.
The least dunkable biscuit.
See, now, what's interesting here is, can I just point out, I don't want a dunkable biscuit. I don't need it. I don't need 160 dunks, 140, 30,
116 dunks. I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I need like one or two max.
I wouldn't even double dunk. You dip, you get a bit of charcoal.
Yeah, yeah. No. I've got to have every bit wet.
Before you go in.
What about the biscuit?
Before it goes in my mouth.
Hey, you spend the time. You spend the time.
Bite, turn it, dunk, bite. So it's got to be, every piece has to be moist before it goes in my mouth.
Okay, well, I'll be honest. I'm not a dunker anyway. I never dunk biscuits. But
oh, my God.
I don't enjoy the soggy biscuit. I enjoy it.
Really? You never dunk biscuit? You are mad.
No.
I don't think I could trust a person who doesn't dunk a biscuit.
Yeah, you have to. But if you have tea and biscuits, you have to dunk.
No, you don't. Because you get bits in your tea.
It's so dry.
Bruv, that is Sahara Desert in your throat.
No, honestly. That's why you have the biscuit, the Sahara goes in, like the sukkah, and then you have a gulp of your tea and it goes...
Then the brush in your mouth is all bits going through your throat. That's disgusting.
The brush is happening in the mug.
But then you get a dummage at the end and you scoop it.
No, but you enjoy the osmosis process of it occurring in your the water consumption.
Kedge, I'm with you. A person that don't dunk a biscuit, I can't trust them.
Yeah, red flags, as they say nowadays.
Red flags all day long.
But let's talk about maybe things that you might have seen which didn't get the red flag and gets the green flag from you.
Now, I'm going to start with a red flag with that then. If we're talking about red
you've
flags.
You've got red flag things you've seen.
I've got red flags things we've seen. And I don't know how this is going to go down because I know a lot of people watch this show. So I'm a bit kind of like...
What is it?
So anyway, yesterday, and I only did this because I knew we were going to do the podcast today. I was like, I have to watch something that I can kind of talk about on the podcast.
For research purposes.
Yeah, and this kind of like, I know a lot of our listeners will watch it. Right. And it is Indian Matchmaking Season 3.
Oh my God, you did.
So I slapped.
Well, no, because actually you are now our official spokesperson because you saw all of Season 2 as well.
I did watch all the season. But yesterday I thought, I was in bed and it was quite late. And I was like, no, I'm going to watch it because at least it gives me something to talk about. If I don't, then I'm...
And it's in London.
So, well, I'm going to stop you there.
Oh.
I'd say about a third of the show's in London.
Right.
Oh. So it's a bit deceiving. It's not all in London.
Because the promo's cut like it's all in London.
No, so now they've just added people from London. So they're still cut back to like Delhi and Mumbai and
America.
The States. They're in the States a lot. So I'd say, yeah, about a third of the program's in London. But I think I watched episode one and I thought, these people are just wallies. I can't.
Who? The people who are just Seema Andy.
Seema Andy, like, she's just a bit like, it's just like, come on, this is now, we're three seasons in. You're still saying the same things. Like, just, you're it's a bit like boring.
It's like watching Tottenham, mate. It's the same old thing.
I don't know. I think the new people that they're kind of introduced, even the ones from the UK, they just don't seem really genuine. Like, I was just a bit like,
I think what happens is that by now, everyone knows that it's a way of getting in on a show. You can become popular. You can increase your Instagram followers. Let's just go in there and become a reality star for a while. And that's why there's that famous Asian fellow. Do you know who I was talking about? Did you notice him? Was he in it?
No.
He's on telly. I don't know his name.
In season one, there was a guy who was a maths teacher. There was another girl.
Yeah, that maths teacher. He's famous, I think.
No, he's not. He's a maths teacher.
No, you know, that famous maths teacher.
I don't know what his brother's name is, but he's on TV a lot.
Who's that famous man? Carol Vorderman.
No, I don't know. Maybe it's not the maths teacher, but anyway.
Anyway, so, there was a maths teacher, there's another girl from North London, and then there was two others from the last season. And I just thought, do you know what? This is just same old again. Yeah. And I was like, I think that's it. We're done. There's no need for me to watch this anymore.
Oh, wow. So you called it, even you've called it a day with Seymour Andy.
I've called it a day. I'm not interested.
Right. So that's the red flag. Is there any other thing, anything?
Yeah, the green flag is, and I've got to say, is I don't know why, but I'm really enjoying Britain's Got Talent this season. Yeah. Like, I think, I don't know what
basic
it is about.
It's
so basic, and I'm like, I'm just blown away by what people come on the show with. Like, because it's hilarious. Some of the things are just hilarious. I'm like, how have you been? You've got to rate them for thinking of that, of how stupid it is. Do you see what I mean? And I'm like, there's a bit of skill there.
The stupidity has gone to another level.
But honestly, it's been so far so good. It's been good. That's definitely worth watching.
I'm well behind, I know. So I'm not going to talk about the episode because everyone's seen all that anyway. But I watched episode one, series one of The White Lotus, right?
Oh,
that's not like you.
I know. God, Tommy, welcome to one of the best shows on telly.
Right, because I was working Saturday, Monday was my wife's
adult
birthday.
Telly, though. Do you know what I mean? It's a certain level of telly that is.
Yeah. I mean, you won't catch me watching that.
No, there's no way Satch is watching it.
However.
Oh, here we go.
I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to watching more on my own because we sat there together.
Ooh, yeah.
And I could tell my missus straight away, you know, when she goes, put something good on. And I go, what are you in the mood for? I said, we are behind on a lot of things, Bin.
Yeah.
I go, we need to watch White Lotus.
Yeah.
I talked about that. I
said, Succession. My God. Succession. The Last of Us.
The Last of Us. There are several films that we could stream. Still haven't seen the new Avatar. You know.
Haven't? Oh, my God. Epic.
I know, right? So I said, there's lots. But I'm thinking Avatar, 3 and a bit hours. She ain't going to last. This, whatever it is, I need to treat her like worse than my children. I need to treat her like I'm going to lose her within 10 minutes of watching any program.
Right.
That'd be good. Right. But this is the telltale signs when I realize that there may not be an episode two for me unless I watch it on my own, because this is what she goes. So firstly, we agree. I go, I'm going to put on the White Lotus. Everyone's raving about it. It's got really good reviews. Okay. So we play it. She hasn't really taken that information in. So when it starts 5 minutes in, she goes, so what is it? Like, she's never heard of it, right? I go, it's White Lotus, series about this hotel. She goes, okay, 20 minutes in. She'll go, 20 minutes in. We're watching it for 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it a film or a series?
Oh, and I go, she's not having it.
It's a series.
I would have stopped by now.
I feel like I'm losing her. I'm losing her as it goes. Yeah. But she doesn't care. And then the final
sounds
nail
like
in the
me.
Coffin.
Sounds like what, me.
The final nail in the coffin, she goes, I hear the sign. I go, okay. I go, look at her. She goes, how long's left? And I go, 33 minutes. But you know what that does? It kills my mother as well.
No, that's killed it. And also, if she can't get through episode one, she ain't getting through the rest of that.
She was counting down to the end of episode one. But it was good. It was really good.
I'm brilliant. Like, it's brilliant. And because there's a plot twist at the end.
Lots of characters, lots of tee-ups. Lots of introductions and stuff. I think I'm going to have to go solo on that one. Whenever I watch a series, I don't know if anybody who's out there, who's married or whatever, who has to do this. When you go rogue, when you break and you start watching your own, it feels quite lonely. You feel like, what's this thing? What am I doing this for? And then you feel wrong. You feel like you're cheating on them.
You're allowed to be an individual. It's okay. You're allowed to. You're allowed to have your own Twitter account and Instagram. You don't have to have the same joint one.
Yeah, but then, then we're drifting. You know, this is the start. Okay. We're drifting. So I've got to work. I'm going to get a little moan out of the way now.
Go on, get out.
I said, whenever we do anything socially, right, I said, we just do what you want to do.
Like, oh, here we go.
Her things.
Right? This is proper therapy territory.
Yeah, this is.
And she goes, well, what do you want to do? I didn't have anything to say. She goes, you know what your problem is, Tommy? She goes, you love your work. And I really do. I love doing shows, love doing comedy, love doing podcasts, love talking, this stuff. She goes, so if it was up to you, you just want to be on a concert stage or something like that. I was like,
it's like me DJing.
Exactly. Would you be DJing?
I would. I want to work. Yeah.
Ked, you'd want to watch Spurs win 5-1.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So you do the things that we kind of already. So basically, what we established was I'm already quite happy. It's only her. That's not.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's so that's that.
Oh, done.
Right. What have you watched?
I think the thing I've got to report back with is the thing that everyone's talking about, the series on Netflix called Beef. They've got that comedian on it, Ali Wong, who you might have heard of as well.
Oh, she's, I love Ali Wong.
She's brilliant. So, yeah, she's in it.
She's done two of her stand-ups pregnant. She's
brilliant. Yeah, she's always pregnant, apparently, when she's in on telly as well. There was a lot of promise, and I'm now 8 episodes in, and there's, I think there's 10, and I'm like, I don't really care anymore. Because yeah, it starts on a grudge but I look, it's a very deep show. I think the reason why it's doing so well is because a lot of people are connecting to, there's loads of different moments in there. You know, it tackles mental health and relationships and all of this kind of stuff, parenting and all of that kind of stuff, which I think people connect to, and it's great. But it's just falling away for me a little bit now.
How many episodes you seen?
I think I've done 7 or 8.
Out of 10.
Yeah. So I'm almost there. But I don't know if I can. If I don't think I care.
You need to finish it.
Anyway. So there's the Beef, Succession episode 4 last night. Oh my God. 5 it was. Incredible. And also, you know what I've done? The Last of Us. I've now downloaded part 2 of the game and I'm playing that. And it's like watching it and being inside it. It's incredible.
That is so sad.
For the gamers, just a quick one for the gamers out there.
And see how the vegetarian didn't like beef.
If it was called paneer, I'd have been there.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But yeah, so things we learned this week. I'll kick off because mine's connected to our little chat about Coronation Quiche. Ooh. And I thought I'd ask you, gentlemen, and all our listeners, that when it was Queen Victoria, the era that she was reigning was known as the
Victorian.
Yeah. And then when it was Queen Elizabeth, that era was known as
the Elizabethan Age.
Correct. So now we are going to be going into the era where Charles is going to be king. So what's that era going to be called?
Charlian?
You would have thought so.
Charles Winder.
I thought Windsor.
The Charlesian, maybe you might be thinking. Yeah, what else could it be? It's a bit of a tricky one, this, because we haven't been there before. Or we have.
There was
a King Charles back like in 1600s at some point. And I did a little bit of digging. And you'll be surprised to know that this new era, which begins on the 5th of May, is going to be known as the Carolian.
Carolian.
Why? Does he call himself Carolan on the weekend?
Yeah. Sweet Carolian.
Oh my God, that's it. That's what they're going to play. So, yeah, so basically, or they could play like Shaggy, oh, Carolina. It could be the same.
Carolian.
Yeah. So, but basically, it's called Carolian because Carolus is the Latin word for Charles. And that's why they have to go with this word. So it's the Carolian, which I don't know how you feel about that, because I think this is going to be one of those questions that you're going to get at school and people are going to get it wrong. You know, Elizabethan, the Victorian, and then all of a sudden you're going to think, well, it's going to be the Charleston. No, it's going to be Carolian.
Carolian.
Okay.
Do that. 5th of May, get ready. We're entering a new era.
We're all Carolians.
Well, I kind of did my, I had my, I was supposed to save my quiche fact for the end, but I got a bit excited and I farted it out a bit earlier.
Which was fine. So you can have a bye if you want to move.
The thing I learned this week is it was an actual word, but I know that us three kind of are aware of what happened. So it's the bit when you say something sort of sarcastic, and then there's a gap between you saying sarcastic, the speaker's being sarcastic, and the listener realizing that you've kind of cussed them. What is that called?
So let's say if I go, oh, really, Satch?
Yeah, but I didn't clock. Do you know what I mean? It was like, oh, I realized maybe 10 seconds into the conversation. There's a gap there, isn't it? Between
Me being like and realizing I'm being sarcastic about you.
Yes,
is that known as like the tube light moment?
No.
Kind of. It's like the
But that's the moment. What's actually saying is, what's the gap called until they realize that you're
the awkward taking pause? The mickey out of them? Awkward pause, is it? I don't know.
It's going to be like, if it's sarcasm, it might be like, you know, the Sark gap or like something like that, you know, like
Sark gap.
The penny drop space, something like that.
It's called sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
And I thought, that's got my name all over it.
S-A-R-C-H-A-S-M.
Sarcasm. And I was just like, this is me. Because
I mean, if King Satch was there, then we would be in the sarcasm era.
Yeah. We would be, because
that would be it.
I'm sarcastic all the time to people and they don't even realize that I've said something.
Yes.
And it's not just me. I think it's all of us.
That is, oh my God. That is, well, there you go. The sarcasm. The
sarcasm space. Okay.
Space. Yeah. The sarcasm space.
Weird how you would use that in a sentence though, isn't it?
It sounds like Satchism. Sounds like Satchism. Yeah? It just sounds a bit like something else. A bit, no, but sarcasm. Yeah. Can I go?
That could be the hold on. No, that's the prequel to the John Abraham film, the Satchism.
Yeah,
okay.
That's with featuring Sachin. But then I guess you'd use in a sense when, let's say you're being sarcastic, you're going, oh, just waiting for the sarcasm to end.
Got him.
For this one to catch up.
Got him, mate. Got him.
Oh, he's got sarcasm. Right, sarcasm.
With the sarcasm.
Got him with the sarcasm.
I like that word.
There you go. Well, yeah,
throw it in.
Good facts. Right, there you go. Sarcasm and other stuff.
Carolina.
Carolean is the era. So can I quick question on that note? What, because we know what Edwardian houses look like, Victorian houses look like. I bet it's all going to be
the Carolean council flat.
No, yeah, but I think it'll be property in the digital world.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, leave it like out.
A style of house.
Yeah, Tommy, don't start him on that stuff because we won't. Yeah. This podcast won't.
Oh, no, he'll get all excited now.
I'm dying to get something out, but it's all right. We'll save it.
I beg your pardon.
Just very quickly on that point.
You can take tablets if you have a problem.
Just very quickly on that digital point, Tommy. I was in a meeting the other day with Meta.
Oh, really? You as well?
Honestly, I was just like, this is different, isn't it? I don't know what Satch I was doing there.
Satch
I don't know
there.
What I was doing there, but it was good.
And can I tell you something?
Were you surrounded by a load of kedges?
I was. And do you know what? Can I just say, the whole call was there, Tommy, because it was like an online thing. Everywhere, there's probably about 50 people, journalists, all sorts of people on it, you know, talking about, you know, the future. Everyone had the cameras off, apart from one person. Who had their camera on, Tommy?
Kedgel Bay. Why?
Turn your camera off.
I'm just like, bruv, everyone's got a camera off. Why have you got it on?
I'll tell you why. He wants them to see him. He wants to see them. And he wants them to look in his eyes and go, wow, that kid's really into this.
What did I tell Satch? What did I say? Why have I got it on?
Yeah, he was just like, yeah, I want to get in there with all the people I met. Yes. I was like, what a dick.
No, but you know what? Seriously, Ed. Rightly so. I would have advised you to do
that. Bruv, he knows me. I had a chat with him. The guy who was doing the speech, even Satch was impressed. I was chatting to him at the beginning because no one was talking to him. I know him. I've got links, brother, to the matter. Don't worry.
Well done. You go and live there. Satch, we'll carry on where we are. All right? All right. Boys, thank you very much. As always, pleasure. And until next week, take care, everyone. Later.
Moro Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.